This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom Report. The boastful pronouncements of America 250, a self-proclaimed commemoration of 2.5 centuries of national existence, have proven to be a hollow echo. Reports confirm what discerning eyes have long perceived. The grand spectacle was a failure, a desperate attempt to mask the systemic decay consuming the nation. This is not merely a political setback. It is a prophetic unveiling of Yahuwah's judgment upon Edom, the descendants of Esau who have perpetually warred against Israel. For generations, this nation, built upon the dispossession of the indigenous peoples and fueled by the transatlantic slave trade, has amassed power and wealth through exploitation and deceit. But Yahuwah does not tolerate injustice. The scriptures declare that those who oppress Israel and partake in the spoils of the nations will face his righteous wrath. The crumbling facade of America 250 is a symbolic representation of this impending judgment. The internal divisions, the economic instability, the moral decay, these are not accidental. They are the direct result of a system built upon a foundation of lies. And the stench of wickedness emanating from the heart of Edom grows ever stronger. A woman, a survivor of horrific exploitation by Donald Trump and the late Jeffrey Epstein, now lives under the shadow of fear as the Department of Justice is ordered to release unredacted files pertaining to the Epstein case. For too long, the crimes of the powerful have been shielded, protected by a system designed to perpetuate their depravity. U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan's directive, a small step, is a crack in the fortress of lies built by the elite. These files hold the potential to expose the full extent of the network of abuse that ensnared countless victims. This is not merely legal proceedings. It is a manifestation of the judgment falling upon Edom. Yahuwah has long declared his wrath against those who exploit the vulnerable and pervert justice. The exposure of these crimes is a direct consequence of their defiance of covenant and relentless pursuit of wickedness. The modern state of Israel, aligned with these same Edomite power structures, remains complicit in this global corruption, deeply intertwined with the very forces of darkness that plague the earth. Edom tightens its grip, but its grasp is weakening. The U.S. Department of Commerce has moved to further restrict the export of advanced artificial intelligence chips manufactured by NVIDIA to China, escalating tensions and revealing the true motives behind the facade of national security. This is not about protecting infrastructure or preventing espionage. It is a blatant attempt by the waning power of Edom to stifle the growth of a nation that dares to challenge its economic and geopolitical supremacy. For decades, the United States has leveraged its technological advantage to exert control over the nations, enriching itself through exploitation and debt. Now, as other nations begin to develop their own capabilities, Edom reacts with predictable aggression. These restrictions are not about fairness or free trade. They are about maintaining a rigged system that benefits the elite at the expense of all others. This action serves as a stark reminder of the covenant judgments outlined in Devarim 28. Disobedience brings constriction, a choking off of the lifelines of prosperity. Hear the word of Yahuwah, people of Israel. The nations rage, they plot, they amass their armies, but do not mistake their strength for permanence. Yahuwah is turning the sword of Edom against itself, and the shaking has begun. Observe the nations gathered in what they call alliances, nay, the Pacific Rim agreements, these are but coils of the serpent, tightening around the earth. They boast of collective security, yet offer only collective debt and collective delusion. They claim to protect, but they serve a different master, the lust for dominion, the worship of Moloch. This is the spirit of Edom, passed down through generations, manifested in every empire that has risen and fallen. Remember Obadiah 1:10. For the violence against your brother Jacob, shame shall cover you, and you shall be utterly destroyed. This is not a promise of future retribution. It is a description of a present reality. And the evidence mounts. The BBC reports that Donald Trump accrued $2.2 billion in income last year, a sum historians deem unprecedented for a former leader of the United States. But what the world media frames as a mere financial anomaly is, in truth, a brazen display of Edom's dominion and a clear sign of Yahuwah's judgment. This is not simply about money. It is about the continued theft of resources that rightfully belong to the scattered tribes of Israel. For generations, the descendants of Esau, who comprise the power structures of the West, including the modern United States, have prospered through deceit and exploitation. Truman's pension, Trump's billions, and the endless flow of wealth into the coffers of the American empire are all fruits of this same poisonous tree. The so-called conflict of interest, the BBC laments, is not a matter of ethical oversight, but a fundamental expression of Edom's inherent hostility towards Israel. It is a system designed to enrich those who actively work against the restoration of the covenant people and to further solidify their control over the land promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This accumulation of wealth is a direct result of the spiritual blindness that has afflicted the nations, embracing the lies of materialism and power, forsaking the righteous laws of Yahuwah. This is the pattern. This is the unfolding of the prophecies. Edom's power is fracturing, its depravity is being exposed, and its attempts to control the nations are meeting with increasing resistance. Yahuwah is dismantling the structures of injustice, and he is awakening his people. The watchman remains vigilant, observing the signs of the times and sounding the alarm. The day of Yahuwah is at hand. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.